Now, today sees the start of our health trust officially going smoke-free. That means smoking will not be allowed at any hospital buildings throughout Northern Ireland by staff, patients or visitors. All smoking shelters will be removed. It'll be prohibited to smoke anywhere on hospital grounds, including inside vehicles within hospital boundaries. Is this a sensible move or is it unfair for those who want to smoke and feel they should have the freedom to do what they want to do? Neil Wilson from the Northern Ireland Conservatives. Morning to you, Neil.
Morning, Stephen.
And the commentator, Andrea McVeigh. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Well, why shouldn't people be able to do whatever they want to do? They're paying for the NHS, Neil. Why can't they smoke? And if they want to give themselves bad lungs, that's their decision.
Well, exactly. That's where I'm coming from. 100%. I mean, there are civil liberties implications here, and we're particularly told, we're always told, you know, it's our NHS. It's not private property. We own it. It should necessarily be up to us, so long as we're acting within the law, which smoking is. It's perfectly legal to do as we please within those grounds. I think this move is pretty petty. Vindictive. We've got the health officials posing in front of smoking shelters that are being removed in this sort of grand PR charade aimed at essentially cajoling and bullying patients, many of whom are going through a pretty traumatic time as it is, out of the one pleasure some people might get when they're in hospital.
Andrea?
Well, I couldn't disagree more. I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, Neil, have you ever had cancer?
No, I haven't.
Well, I have, and I know exactly what it's like to go into the cancer centre in Belfast City Hospital and have to walk past smokers. So to talk of civil liberties, my civil liberties were being abused there. This is long overdue, and people will look back in 20 or even 5 years' time and wonder how this could ever have been allowed in the 20th century. You know, I went in, I used to get treatment, chemotherapy in the cancer centre. I used to hold my breath walking in past people who were smoking. That's how scared I was of even inhaling any smoke. And somebody's rights have to be prioritised. 22% of the population in Northern Ireland are smokers. So presumably that's reflected in the hospital population in terms of patients and visitors as well. So one group has to have their rights priorities. And in a health-giving environment, where people are doing their best and so much money is spent to save lives, you can't have people risking their health and risking other people's health by smoking outside a hospital.
There is a medium middle ground to be found here. I mean, smoking shelters away from entrances, fine. I mean, I understand that, you know, it's not to the smell of smoke, inhaling smoke is not to everyone's taste, and I'm in no doubt that it's bad for you. As a former smoker myself, I'm now on e-cigarettes, which have also now been banned within the ground, which is completely ludicrous. But they should be away from entrances. I remember being up in the Royal on several occasions and having people crowding the entrances. I don't think anybody's necessarily arguing for that. But
nobody used the smoking shelters. That was the whole point. I mean, I would walk past, we'd park in the car park in the city hospital. I would walk past the empty smoking shelters to see people smoking outside the entrances. Now, most of the people smoking were patients. They were in their pyjamas, they were in wheelchairs, they were hooked up to a drip, and they were patients. So it's better just to have the ban, and they may say, well, I can't walk over to the smoking shelter. But in a health-giving environment, we're not talking about a public park or anything like that. We're talking about an environment. The NHS is overstretched, and everybody works desperately, desperately hard to save lives. So in a situation like that, you can't have smokers. Now, Neil, would you smoke in front of somebody who has cancer? I don't think you would. I very much doubt.
How do you enforce this? Are there now going to be smoking police kind of walking around hospitals, finding people, or how is this going to be enforced?
That's an interesting point, Stephen, because Glasgow Hospital spent £400,000 in a single year on 17 members of staff to patrol hospital grounds trying to stub this out. I mean, they were actually so unpopular that three or four of them quit their job before the year was out. Northern Ireland Trusts, are we going to do that? I mean, and there were practical implications as well. So say, for example, you know, it's well known that nurses have often taken people out for a cigarette. You know, having had an operation once, I was actually wheeled outside to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, it does go on. Perhaps not so much anymore, but it certainly was the case.
A nurse taking somebody outside for a smoke after an operation.
Are we going to be facing a situation where high-performing nurses and doctors could theoretically lose their jobs for this, for either smoking in the grounds or for taking other people to do it? I mean, look at the size and vastness of the Royal. By the time you get down a lift or down the stairs, out to the Falls or Grosvenor Road to have a cigarette and then get back to where you're working, you could be taking 15, 20 minutes out of your working day just to go for a cigarette.
Here's John in Belfast. Morning, John.
Hello, Stephen. Where does this all stop? Does clinic obese people then, are they the next target?
Well, you could argue that if you're going to stop people smoking because it's bad for their health around hospitals, then get rid of all the chocolate machines in the sweet shop that's in the... they're in all the hospitals, take the chocolate bars out of the sweet shops.
Take the sugar out of all the tea and the coffee.
No, there's a completely different argument because clinically obese people aren't affecting anybody else's health. This is why we don't have smoking in bars or in restaurants anymore, because it's affecting the health of non-smokers.
Well, the car parks in the Royal are open spaces, so how are you damaging anyone's health? Having a cigarette?
You're completely correct, sir. There's no conclusive evidence that passive smoking is even a factor.
You've bonded with a conservative, John.
No, I don't like to do that either.
Here's Thomas in Woodville. Morning, Thomas.
Yes, Stephen. I have this complaint about these bloody non-smokers. We paid $45,000.
Do you want to have a complaint about? I remember doing this about 20 years ago in City Beat. You see people who phone in shows and have the radio on the background and then I get all the feedback in my ear. I've had to shout at them for decades.
How's that, man?
That's better.
Yes, we pay £45 billion a year in tax to smokers. So what we get in the health service is what we pay for. The non-smokers are paying for nothing.
Pay for the health service. We pay for everything just the same as smokers.
No, you don't, dear. Because we pay an extra over and above what tax everybody else pays. And who are you to say where I can smoke? You know, who are you to say where I can smoke? I don't come along to you and say, hey, you can't use this fresh air here. Get away.
Because I'm not affecting your health by breathing in.
Well, my opinion of that is, if you don't want to come near my smoking, cross the road or go somewhere else.
Just not go to the hospital for cancer treatment. I'll just go to a bar instead.
This is the big trial of them about cancer. A lot of people get cancer and they've never smoked in their lives. It's a myth.
To the hospital for cancer treatment after having... not being a non-smoker, having a non-smoking-related cancer, why should I have to walk past smokers who are standing at the entrance?
You don't have to walk past people. Never force you past, you know.
I agree
that they shouldn't be smoking outside the doors of the hospital. But I see nothing wrong with having a smoker's area in the grounds where smokers can go to. And they should be clearly marked, and then people like yourself can avoid them.
But they don't go to it. This is the whole point.
Well, this is the problem, you see. This is a problem. It should be, if it's patient smoking, then they should have a patient's area inside the hospital for letting them smoke.
Well, why not have an area where people can shoot up heroin as well?
That's illegal.
Smoking
is illegal. Tobacco is illegal.
How many do you smoke a day, Thomas?
I smoke a pipe.
A what?
I smoke a pipe.
Finney smokes a pipe too, funny enough.
Yeah, I smoke a pipe. And you know, I have more people coming to me and saying they'd love the smell of that. You know, I don't have anybody coming to me and saying your smoke is killing me. You know what I mean?
Would you stand at the front door of a hospital and smoke your pipe?
No, I wouldn't.
Stinking, rotten smell of a pipe.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't be standing in front of me anywhere smoking a pipe. I can't stand smoke.
Stephen, I would stand in front of you if I wanted to.
You must be humming that smell.
No, I'm not. And you see, this is a problem. You see, these non-smokers are making us out to be like lepers. You know, dirty, filthy habit, dirty this, dirty that. What about all the bloody cars on the road that's giving out far more fumes and far more dangerous stuff than what a smoker will ever do, you know?
This is just an argument that can't be justified. You're two men who are saying it's all right for people to walk into a hospital who are getting life-saving treatment, who may be fighting for their lives, and it's all right to have to walk past smokers.
No, I am not saying that at all. I am not saying that at all. I agree with you that they should not be smoking outside the hospital doors. I agree with you entirely.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is that they should have marked smoking areas away from the doors of the hospital, and if a patient who is in a wheelchair or whatever, they should have an area within the hospital.
Darren, morning, Darren.
Morning, Steve.
Mamma, there's pipe.
I was in the Andrew Hospital yesterday, and I had to park up the top of it. That's 300 yards away from the main doors end. That's near a wide open space in the middle of a car park. And who's going to enforce that if somebody's sitting up there in their car having a smoke? And how are they going to prove it?
Darren, thank